this whole thing may just be a tempest in a teapot. One of the things, if you review the steel supply into the United States, for example, and you use a lot of steel in infrastructure, structural steels are made by about four major companies, one of which is Brazilian-owned. Plate is made by about six major companies. Two are owned by Russian companies. Two are owned by Indian companies. One is owned by a global conglomerate out of Luxembourg. Similar things go on with concrete reinforcing bar, where the Brazilians and the Russians are big players. This almost seems to have been a public relations move by Nucor to get people aware of the fact that they are hurting financially. The non-residential construction drop-off has hurt them very much. 23% of the American market is a steel market is foreign. People buy foreign steel for all kinds of different reasons, one of which is that they can't get enough made in America. So there's a lot of question about just what exactly was the rationale behind the Buy America legislation.
Well, Tom, if you're buying a steel beam, say one steel beam, and it's 40 feet long, and you specify it with this many holes on each end, is it going to be more expensive from a United States fabricator or mill, or is it going to be more expensive from outside the United States, or is that not a factor anymore?
Yeah, pretty much, Tom, it's not a factor anymore. Nobody buys one beam anyway.
Well, I'm just saying the unit cost of steel.
Yeah, he's just using it.
I know. But what I'm getting at is price is not the factor in why people buy things these days. We've done surveys over the last 10 years where the public perception that steel buyers buy on price has kind of been blown away by the fact that there are all kinds of other reasons that they purchase material, one of which is availability. That's the number one issue after quality. Is the material available? And if you've got a beam mill that's operating at 50% of capacity and suddenly a bunch of orders come in and there's a bunch of steel sitting in Houston or in Long Beach or in Baltimore at the harbor from a foreign supplier, are you going to wait until the mill cranks up and ratchets up and raises its prices, or are you going to go after what's available? I'm questioning whether or not the Buy America legislation is actually enforceable is what I'm getting at. We did a survey over the weekend on purchasing.com. We asked buyers how they feel about the purchasing requirement in the Buy America purchasing requirement in the stimulus package for all kinds of construction materials. And interestingly, 52% of the buyers who answer the poll are opposed to any kind of regulation on what they can buy, which probably doesn't sound too bad. That's pretty much what you'd expect, since about 50% of what they buy comes through middlemen. They don't even come from the mills.
Well, that was my question, and we're talking with Tom Stunza, the executive editor and chief industrial commodities analyst at Purchasing Magazine. Do you, when you're building a bridge or a building, do you buy steel materials from a steel mill, or do you buy it, as you mentioned, from some middleman? How does that all work?
I think depending on the size of the project and the amount of time it takes to produce and process construction-grade steel, you're probably buying a good percentage directly from the mills and a healthy percentage from the middlemen who get involved in the bidding process. I mean, most of these construction projects are going to be open bidding. So you have some major national service center companies, processing distributors, that have the capability of processing structural steel or plate or fabricating reinforcing bar, who are going to get involved in the bidding process. Now this is going to become an issue, I think, of like people are going to have to vet where the material comes from. And if the material is coming from, say, for example, it's coming from Mexico, which supplies 10% of the steel anyway, does it even matter because they're in NAFTA? Remember, a third of all the steel that comes into this country from import comes from either Canada or Mexico. So even though I know the Canadians are very concerned about what this Buy America means, there are some other analysts that are kind of washing it out and saying, well, NAFTA is one of those trade laws that's on the books that you can't do anything with.
Well, there's also concern that came from the European Union about this. They were talking to Secretary Clinton about it in Asia. You know, there are people in the international, trading partners are very concerned about this because they don't want their trading, frozen out by some protectionist clause that they see built into the stimulus package.
No, I can understand that. I mean, Europe supplies about 14% of the steel that's used in the United States. China supplies 15%. Despite all you hear about the Chinese being predatory suppliers, they're pretty much on par with the European community in terms of what they supply into the States.
And how about South Korea?
South Korea is only 7%, just ahead of Japan, which is 6%. It's the imports of the old days, Tom, that we remember back when imports were a big issue.
Right.
10, 20 years ago.
20.
It kind of changed quite a bit. It's now become a more global, and the United States became a huge exporter last year, where a lot of steel made here before the world recession took hold. The U.S. was shipping quite a bit of steel overseas. It was one of the strongest export years for U.S. steelmakers. They did a little better than 13.5 million net tons, which is huge for a country that typically exports somewhere between 6 million tons a year.
Well, Mr. Stunza, maybe we should ship you overseas to give that speech so people will rest easy. This might not
I'm not sure they should rest easy, but I think that there's one of those situations where everyone is overreacting. I think there was an amazing amount of knee-jerk reaction when the Buy America story started appearing on the international news wires. I don't really think that the people in the House understood the implications. I know that they were trying to, the Steel Caucus has always had a history of protecting its own and making sure that the mills in their district, are taken care of. The funny thing is, sheet steel, which goes into, cars and appliances and consumer goods, is a larger percentage of the market than these structural grades. So, and no one's even been talking about that as a Buy America issue. They've only been talking about the heavy grades.
Are you on Facebook? Do you Twitter? So does Federal News Radio. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/FedNewsRadio or join the Federal News Radio Facebook group. For the latest in federal news and government contracting, visit our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.